Welcome to the Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman, and today's featured poet is Mitchell L.H. Douglas. Mitchell comes to us today from Indianapolis, where he's the Associate Professor of English at Indiana University, Purdue University. He was one of our featured poets in the Wheeling Poetry Series, and so it's a special treat to have him on air with us today as part of the Poetry Break. Tell us a little bit about the book you read poems from today, Black Alphabet. I loved how many of those poems found their origins in your family life, especially the life of your grandparents. Maybe you could say a little bit more about that.
Sure. Black Alphabet is my second book. Actually started as part of my master's thesis in grad school. While I was in grad school at Indiana University, Bloomington, working on my MFA in poetry, my grandmother passed. And so these became more than family poems. It became a way of honoring her and thinking about the void that she left in the family and really how we were going to continue after that. Turn with me this book of names. Murmur of black skin come and gone. Tell me you've heard these names before. Exhaled over cane stalks, sorghum fields, lines as midnight torch. I raise each and every till my hands grow weak from weight, split like silk before corn. Everything buried, everything birthed in earth, something nurtured, watered from parted rows. Matilda, Leola, John, George, Mamie Lee, Mamie Lee, Mamie Lee. Amen. I think poets really, we have to be quiet. Like, stop talking and listen to the world around us. We have to be in these spaces where we are just so in tune with our surroundings. And that's what it's like for me, just to really think about, you know, the things that I care about, and do they need to be poems? And then maybe what are the things that I can't help but talk about? This poem is called Offerings. Grandfather, 79. Scales basement steps, separates colors and whites, while you say, I can wash my own. Grandmother, 80, reads romance novels like morning papers, sings gospel with God's soul, hollowed notes. Breakfast, toast points pierce north, east, and west. George Washington, Mamie Lee, and you. Coffee instant, bacon fried long, grits loose, a hard-boiled egg rocks the edge of the grains. Two smiles sip heat from chipped cups. Insist you have seconds.
Mitchell was reading for us today from his volume, Black Alphabet, published by Persia Books in 2011. Thanks for listening. This has been the Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman, wishing you good words in the air and on the page.